That's some kind of ominous piano music there for Campus Connections startup. Welcome. You're listening to KFSK in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki for the local news department, joined today by Erica Klute-Painter, school superintendent, and school board member Mara Lutomsky. Welcome. We're also expecting Megan Litster here momentarily. Let's dive into tonight's school board agenda. There's a lot to talk about, including a new contract for you, Erica. So you're staying on as superintendent, I take it.
I am staying on.
So that's good news. You're not going back to the elementary school to be principal.
No, I did make the decision in working with the board here the last month or so. We had talked about, you know, needing to make a decision here mid-year, and I think that ultimately, while I miss my family there at Stedman, I think I can do good work here for the district as a whole, and I'd like to continue, and I feel really good about the elementary being in Mrs. Tolan's hands, and I think we're all just moving forward, and so I think we can do it. I think we have a great team.
Mara, from the school board standpoint, excited to have a superintendent in place and not be looking for someone new, I bet.
Well, we are excited to have a superintendent in place, but we are extra super excited that we have such a great superintendent in place, and we can look forward to some great growth with Erica in that position. So,
thank you.
Okay. You will be voting on her contract, 3-year contract, I think that is, for the next 3 years. So, all right. Tonight, also some small raises for the teachers. And remind me again, there was a 3-year pact in place that had renegotiation for the last 2 years of that, which we're in second year right now, right?
Is that
accurate?
Do you want me to answer that?
Sure.
Mara and I both can, because actually Mara was on the negotiating team there too this year. Last year, the teacher's contract was up for negotiation, and we do have a three-year, they do have a three-year contract. So what we decided to do with the teachers last year was we negotiated the contract itself, looked at the language, and did move forward with ratifying that as a three-year. At the time, just as now this year, we're in the midst of these crazy budget times and a lot of uncertainty at the state level, we decided as a group to just negotiate for salaries for 1 year, and then to come back together this winter and try to then sort through year two and three just for salary this year. So that's what we did, and we're in a bit of a unique position this spring, and I think I would like to try to address it if I can here publicly, because it is a little bit of a unique financial situation as we're dealing with all these issues at the state level here. We, you know, probably looks kind of strange or sounds kind of strange that we're giving these one-time sort of incentives, you know, in the spring in this kind of climate. There are several reasons for it. One of the reasons is because the last couple of years we have actually come in very conservatively budgeting for staff. Our numbers have been actually on the rise. So, but we decided to hold off. We actually made that decision last year based on the conversations with legislators and looking at the financial situation. We actually intentionally made that decision. Had an extra additional unexpected 18 students, which in a district our size is a substantial increase. We still didn't hire at that point because, again, we just were trying to be conservative and look ahead. So what we've run into is in the school district, unlike the borough and the hospital, for example, we are capped by statute at being able to carry forward a certain amount of funding. So we're capped at 10% of our total fund balance. So we can't carry forward more than that. I would love to. I think the board would love to.
Yes.
Because that would be a way of sort of really cementing the staffing decisions that we're actually trying to make right now for next year. But we can't do that.
Essentially, so you're forced to spend down.
We need to spend a certain amount of that surplus money. We have put money into capital, which is also another place that you can put it, and we've done that. We are clearly not expecting to have another influx of students like that. It was definitely an anomaly this year. So we negotiated, and the board was very supportive of this. This is something that they did in Valdez last year. I actually got the idea from the superintendent there. Because I felt like we gave a pretty minimal raise this year. Teachers trusted that we were trying to act in the best fiscal responsibility that we could. But knowing that with that money, it really needs to go to the people who are doing the work. And they have all done the work and done it very well. And they've done it really without complaint. And they've all had increased class sizes and added responsibilities and have been stretched pretty thin. So that's just to, I don't know if Mara wants to add anything to that, but that was some of our discussion. You were on the team this year too, so.
No, I mean, we certainly appreciate our teachers and the extra work that they have had to pick up over the years while we as a board were being fiscally responsible so that we could save for unexpected downturns in the economy or unexpected expenses that we may have. So over the years, the teachers have been great, and they have still put forward the effort that we love out of our teachers, and yet they weren't being incrementally raised at the rate that they were giving to us. So at this point, with just kind of all of the stars are aligning, we are ready to give back to our teachers, and, you know, and that's kind of where we're sitting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And as far as hiring, do you have all the teachers you need in place for next year, or are you working on, do you have new hires still to do, or what?
Well, that's another tricky thing. So we're actually in the middle of those discussions now. We have had two teachers, one retire and one resign. So those two positions are actually being worked on right now. In fact, I think they're very close to potentially offering a math position. That's happening maybe this week, and then probably looking next at the language arts position. We did post a couple of others. We are holding a little bit right now on those because, as you all know, in fact, I'm leaving from here to go down and testify at 1 o'clock. Things are still up in the air once again. Here we go, looking forward. Anywhere we're hearing anything from maintaining the base student allocation at $50 to flat funding to 5% cut to 10% cut. So you go from being somewhat flush right now to potentially being into your fund balance, you know, several hundred thousand dollars. Those are pretty difficult to budget for. Those are very different ends of the spectrum. So it makes it really tough. So we are trying to make those decisions actually right now within this next couple of weeks, because you also lose the window of hiring, you know, the best people if you hold off too long. So we're hoping for some more answers, I think, in the next couple of weeks from the legislature, but that's remains to be seen.
Mara, you've been keeping an eye on some of the dealings up in the capital city, what bills have come out and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so there's been a few education or bills that have been introduced that relate to the education field here in Alaska. There's one that would raise the compulsory school attendance age and truancy. It would raise it to 18 and then also lower it from currently it's at 7, but it would drop it to 6, and so it would widen who has to be attending school without permission to not. So there's language in there, and then there's also language in that same bill about who would be responsible, parents responsible for them being there at the school. There is a bill being put forth with how money can be used towards classroom instruction and how that's split 70-30, 70% going towards direct instruction, meaning your teachers or your programs that you're delivering online. A lot of the villages receive direct education that way. Board of Education and the Board of Regent members, the language just states where they would take members to build that board, where they would have to come from. They couldn't all come from the Anchorage Bowl. Mandatory school district reading programs for any district that is falling below on the mandatory level. And then also a mandatory physical education allowance in school that students have to receive mandatory physical education. So the last two, you know, don't directly affect Petersburg. We do have those programs in place currently. So, yeah. But it is something to look at for the rest of the state.
Okay. Reminder to listeners, 772-3808. You're welcome to call in with a question or comment if we are missing a topic or you'd like to hear about something. Lots more to talk about for tonight's school board meeting. One item that will be up for a vote is the calendar for the upcoming year, and it looks like You have a proposed calendar. It doesn't look real different from what's in place this year, from what I could see. Is that right, Erica? Or?
Nope. It's we did go through a process of putting out several options for staff and people to look through, and one that was very similar to what we currently have, and a couple of other different ones. We have there's a few unique things. You know, sometimes the way that Christmas falls or things like that kind of dictate a few things. We did add an additional in-service day at the beginning of the year to address some of the concerns about mandated trainings. But basically, it's looking fairly typical to what we currently have. A couple weeks at Christmas and spring break and getting out about the 2nd of June and starting a little later in August.
As far as the idea of having one day off a month that you were talking about earlier this year, you decided against going in that direction?
Or? We did. Staff had made had really looked at that very carefully and wanted to kind of weigh out, you know, the benefits and the disadvantages of meeting weekly versus maybe meeting once a month or once every 6 weeks. They did feel like the weekly touching base, especially with the younger grades, was important as far as providing support and intervention for kids. They felt like that communication was really important. And even at the upper grades, the same sort of thing, just that opportunity to touch base, even though staff is kind of tired on a Friday afternoon. They felt like that regular communication and opportunity to see how things are going more often was beneficial.
Okay. So. And board members, welcome, Megan. Any thoughts on the calendar? You like what's there?
Yeah, I think that it's seems like a good compromise to have the day at the beginning of the school year. And you know, I'm a big advocate of doing what works best for teachers because they're the ones that are doing all the hard work. So if they're feeling like the early Fridays is best, I support that.
Mara, anything to add? No? Okay. Capital projects, that's another topic about spending money. You had a long work session last week about some of the needs around the district. It was a long list, everything from new concrete on the sidewalks to trying to come up with a solution for the serving and cooking area in the high school, middle school, and also connectivity for the internet. What else was on that list? What am I forgetting, Erica?
Oh boy, there's lots of things on the list. And that's the good thing about actually capital planning. I have to say, I've been on the facility committee since I came here, and it's been a really good process for me, just as a principal and an educator, even as a parent and community member, because I've learned a ton about how things are funded here. Alaska's a little different than other places, and even working with our borough, which we've always had a good working relationship with them over the years, it's a combined effort there, and just trying to focus on the maintenance and upkeep, and we've mm-hmm. done a really good job of that here, and it's serving us well, especially as funds dry up at the state level. Mm-hmm. Our borough continues to hold strong on advocating for that, for us to maintain our facilities to a really high degree, and it really is serving us well. So we're looking at moving forward with several projects there. I think Mr. Tate's coming tonight with taking feedback from board members, and you were there, Joe.
Yeah, a boiler replacement. That's
yes.
another big one.
Yes.
Boilers,
yep.
Lights, mm-hmm. carpet seats.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep, looking at bleachers, looking at better, more cost-effective lights in the Votech building, in the shop area there. I think we're probably going to go forward with that. The boiler is a must do. That's definitely a capital project, and those are good because we do keep managing to get some reimbursement for that from the state. So, a shout out there too to Mr. Tate and his work on that, because we've mm-hmm. had some money come back to us every year for the last few years. We've been able to recoup some funds, and that will happen potentially again with this program.
You're hoping to recoup the replacement of the past boiler, one of the two
yes,
boilers, right?
Yes, it's on the list
okay.
right now. I think
it's high up on the list.
We're
right?
number two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we should receive, could be upwards of $60,000 for that. So that speaks to the, you know, to the work that's gone into that, because that's part of how they determine how much money you do get reimbursed, is whether you have all your ducks in a row with that. So definitely Dan and also Karen Quisland in the finance office there, they've done a lot of work to make sure everything is as it should be so that we can be reimbursed. So, yeah.
Board members, anything on that list that jumps out at you that's rises to the top?
Nothing that really jumps out at me on the list necessarily, but when Dan gave the presentation, there were several items that he would say, well, it hasn't been replaced in 25 years, mm-hmm. or, oh, well, it's on its 30th year or whatnot. So it really goes to show that we are using the items to the fullest. Mm-hmm. We use them up, we use them out, and then we replace them. You know, it's not just, hey, we have some money, let's buy a new thing. Mm-hmm. So it just goes back to the fiscal responsibility of the district and how well they have done over the years and how our teachers, you know, make do with what their facility looks like and mm-hmm. The students, and that the focus goes back onto the students instead of just having a beautiful school. Mm-hmm. So.
And I was really impressed with Dan. Well, he did a lot of work to give us that presentation, but also, you know, what things could he and his department do to continue to keep costs down? What are the alternatives? What things could be done with just a little bit of maintenance versus a total overhaul? And how much of it he's willing to do? I'm like, Dan, you don't possibly have any more time in your day. But it's great to have somebody who's really devoted and knowledgeable. And so I feel like when he gives a presentation like that, we can really trust this information that we're getting and make a really good decision about how to move forward. So, and yeah, things are just 20, 30 years of using whatever it is, everything from a software system to, you know, boilers and everything in between.
And two things the public sees a lot and sees the broken parts is mm-hmm. the bleacher seats and mm-hmm. the seats in the right auditorium,
yeah.
Which are both under discussion for replacement at some kind of level. So
mm-hmm.
That's a possibility. You aren't not actually voting on priorities tonight or anything like that. You're just discussing it. Is that right? Or
well, I think the main thing that there's a couple of pots there that we're talking about. There's the capital list, which the board. The way that works is then if you put out that RFP, you know, put out that request for proposal, which I believe Dan probably will do, then the board then ultimately makes that final decision. You know, yes, we want to go forward with that. We feel like you've got a good proposal, or no, you know, we don't. And then the same thing with some of those other smaller projects that are under his regular maintenance budget. We just, I think, felt as an admin team and as the district that we really wanted to have more feedback from the board members specifically, because the list is pretty big, mm-hmm. and there are a lot of priorities there. And sometimes you do have to look at what does the public and community value versus maybe sometimes what we value and trying to, you know, prioritize those things. So I think they gave some good feedback, and I think he's planning to come tonight with kind of the narrowed down list and see if there are any more questions, you know, from the board or even from the community about
okay.
that.
All right. We'll also hear about the middle school robotics program. I saw some of those kids testing their robots this morning as I was interviewing the basketball coach. So that'll be fun. What else tonight's agenda are we missing that's important to address?
Where are we at? Oh, there's a few reports tonight, I think. Ginger Evans?
Oh, right.
I think is giving an update on Healthy Living Grant, and this is her third year in that grant program, so I think she always does a great job.
And the future of that grant is up in the air, too, right?
That one's up in the air as well.
Right.
That had been removed from Health and Human Services last year and was funded actually through just more of a federal agreement, and at this point, I believe it's planning to go forward at the funding level that it's at, which is about half of what it originally was, but I believe it'll go forward, but again, that's another another fun thing that's up in the air.
Okay. Food service program, administrative review. Carly Johnson will be talking about that.
Yep. She had somebody come down from the state, and she did well. She had a few items that she needs to correct, and she's going to address those to the board tonight and the community, but they had rave reviews for her, as there was a nice article in the paper this week about her program. So she mm-hmm. does a great job.
All right, and of course, the spring break next week.
It's coming.
A little bit of time off.
Yay.
But then right back into it with testing by the end of the month.
Testing coming, yes. AMP testing, year two.
So rest up, kids. get healthy, right?
That's right.
Okay. What? Anything else we missed from tonight's meeting? Or did that cover it pretty well?
Our kids are all taking off. We wish everybody well this week. High school kids taking off for regionals. We've got our cheer group gearing up and pep band and
they're
girls
leaving.
And boys.
As we speak, I think they're getting on the ferry. Right? So it'll be a little quieter around the high school
for
the next few days. So.
I think so.
All right. Thank you all for coming in. We'll hear more from you tonight, 7 o'clock, down in Borough Assembly Chambers. And coming up next, Street Pete Music. Ross Nanook III is your host.